This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Carl Johnson joins me to talk about the worst car accident he's ever been in.
Somebody, a lady runs up to the window and she's looking right at me. And I'm literally just putting my hand on the window like I have, like there's no way to get out of the truck. And I'm just like, help. I just have my hand on the glass. Like I can't, like this is my final hour. I have two car accidents. Well, I have one.
You've been in two car accidents?
Well, this is like the major one that kind of scared the shit out of me.
Which is the most recent one you were talking about.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah, it's pretty. That's where that's from.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's going to be the first.
You still got gravel in there.
It's not going anywhere. It's going
to. There's a little bit of.
Supposed to be
there's
out
a little
already.
Bit of Warren Road in your.
Yeah, it's fucking.
In your arm forever.
Supposed to be out already, but.
Is there a way to fix that?
Yeah, I mean,
but it's just unnecessary. I think it's kind of cool. Like, I think.
It's a. That's what. Honestly, it's what's weird because they call it a natural tattoo. That's what the people call it. We have like road rash is a natural tattoo.
Really?
So I don't like tattoos, but just,
there's
like,
nothing natural about having that.
No, there's
like I naturally flipped my truck.
Yeah.
Now there's gravel in my arm.
You know, I want a tattoo. Let's speed up a little bit here.
Yeah. Insurance will cover this tattoo.
Yeah. I don't need a needle. Let's get this done in 5 minutes, real fast as possible.
Like that's a badass story, though. Yeah. You know how they say like those that you could use that like that's like, hey, check out my scar.
Yeah.
The only scar I have is an appendix scar, right. And there's nothing attractive about it. It's just like somebody cut my stomach.
Well, I have to lie about this too because it's got a ridiculous story behind it. So that's why people are like, maybe you should just maybe say something else. Whatever, man.
Yeah, I would go up to someone, what's up, ladies? You like this scar? Yeah, some guy in an alley approached me with a knife, and he said, your appendix is coming out, man.
I was like, let's do it, man. Let's get it done.
How'd you know I was having appendicitis?
Yeah. You're good at this.
You should be a doctor. He sterilized me and everything.
Oh, my God.
So you were in a car accident.
I still work there now. But I work for a fertilizer company during the day when I'm not doing the good old comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Like you do, Nate. And it was like my fourth month on the job. Fourth month.
So, yeah, so you're very new.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm angry that morning for some reason. I'm just I don't know why.
Just having a bad
you ever just
day.
Wake up and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I'm
Every
angry.
Every morning.
I'm angry already. I don't know what it is.
Just
I'm
a
like,
shitty day.
I'm just bitching at my boss for I don't know what for. I can't remember, but I'm just mad. And he's like, calm down. It's going to be right. This is my fourth month. What am I bitching about? Yeah. I had a job, you know? So we have to go out. We have to like load the trucks with stuff. And in this particular day, I have somebody helping me, but you know, whatever. We have to like load like receipt paper, which is, it sounds like it's just paper, but it's got the rolls for the printer. So it's hard.
Right.
It's like so a
it's
rock.
It's a whole to do.
Yeah. It's like a rock. So you just have to do a bunch of chores before you leave. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're.
Gotta load up the truck, get your stuff ready to go. But this whole time you're just pissed.
Yeah. I'm just angry. I don't know what for. So it already from his perspective, my boss's, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened yet.
Oh boy.
But it doesn't look good.
Yeah. You're about to leave the lot pissed off.
So I load up the truck and, you know, it takes about a half hour to do that, 20 minutes. And the good thing about my job is you don't have to talk to our bosses ever. Beginning of the day, end of the day, that's it. So if I'm angry, I can just
that's nice. You get to leave.
Yeah.
Get out of my hair.
Yeah. I can just listen to some podcasts, just hang out, do my thing, and I have to be left alone. So
that's good.
So we, all the trucks were like in this industrial area, all the trucks that pull up. There's like 25 of us, 25 trucks.
Okay.
So when you pull out immediately, you're on a pretty busy street, and there's a light maybe not even a quarter of a mile down on the left hand side. So you pull out, I go to the left, and I'm already.
Is this one of those left turns where you're like?
No, it's just a regular. It's not.
Okay,
it's just.
So you're
but I'm.
Good.
But I'm angry. I'm just,
so
mad.
Angry.
I don't know why. I'm just angry. I'm like, why? I don't know why.
Because you're fertilizing.
There's no reason to be angry.
Yeah, we've all had those mornings.
So I pull out and speed up to about 45, 50 miles per hour. And and then the light's coming up. So you gotta obviously slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to hit the brake and it's not working.
Oh, shit.
It's not working at all. I don't know what's going on.
And now you're really pissed off.
And immediately I go from anger to like fear. Like, yeah. Just what is going on? And then I look down and there's a receipt roll under the brake.
Son of a bitch.
It's just, and it's fucking jammed under there. Yeah. I mean, it's not, I don't have time to let go of the steering wheel and to like try to get it with my hand. So I'm trying to, so in my mind, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that I'm trying to kick it with my left foot. Uh-huh. All right. And just trying to kick the shit out of it. And it's not budging. It's not budging.
Jesus Christ.
So at this point, I'm just looking up at the light and I'm like, in the intersection. And I'm like, well, here we go. This is going to happen. I mean,
holy shit. Is there traffic? Is it busy?
It's only luckily, thank God, it's only an intersection, half intersection. Okay. It's only going one way. You can only turn right or go straight. You can't turn left.
Oh, God.
Thank God.
Jesus Christ. It scared the shit out of me.
So immediately, I'm just, my whole thing at that point is don't hit anyone. Because the trucks we drive, mm-hmm. they're an Isuzu. They're like box trucks, those lawn trucks that you see. Like, you ever see a Trigun truck?
Yeah.
That's the same as ours.
Okay.
So it's huge. If you hit anybody with that truck.
Yeah, they're done.
They're gone. And I'm going 45, 50 miles per hour, okay? There's no...
Yeah, there's no... This is...
There's nothing I can do.
Jesus Christ. So wait, is there a car at the light, though? Like, you know...
There's a couple. Okay. And then you have like that... There's not a right-hand turn lane, but you have space to
like
turn right. Yeah.
Okay.
So immediately I pop on the shoulder. There's no car there. Thank God. It's just cars at the light and I'm turning. That's all I know that I'm doing is I'm turning and I'm trying to avoid hitting somebody.
Yeah.
And before I know it, I'm not only turning, I am flipped over. I am on the side. it's like a fucking movie. Here's the thing,
like
though.
Die Hard.
I don't know how this looks. I just know what's happening to me. But what I realize is afterwards, in the middle, I'll get to that later, is one of my friends / coworkers was behind me and saw the whole thing. So
he's just like, wow, Carl really want... He was really pissed off. He doesn't know what happened.
I was like, you know what? I'm really mad. Let me just turn quarters at 50 miles per hour. I'm really angry.
A roll of receipt paper rolling down the road.
Yeah,
and you're like...
So, and I think, if I recall, I think it's... You can only go 50 miles... Like, 50 miles per hour is the max on that road. Okay. And I'm going the max.
Okay, yeah. So you're not doing anything illegal other than not stopping. And flipping over a vehicle.
Yeah, basically.
At least no weeds will grow on that intersection.
Oh, my God.
There's fertilizer everywhere.
Dude. All right. My God. So this is how bad of a day I'm having, is after the...
Now you're having a bad day.
No, it's worse,
this
obviously.
This is how bad of a day I'm having. My truck is on its roof.
It's way worse, but like as soon as I hit the side, my arm goes out the window, and it... breaks the window and it goes right across the pavement. So luckily my arm didn't it wasn't out the window. So, but it didn't, when it flipped over, it didn't fall on my arm. It went up against the window.
Lucky.
Yeah. I could have lost my arm. It sucks.
Yeah. You could have. Yeah. That would suck.
Here's the thought process though, is I flip over on the side and I'm spinning. Like I'm just like, I don't stop when I slide. Like when I get on the side, I'm still going. Uh-huh. I'm still going. And right when the truck stops, I think, well, at least I'm not gonna have to work the rest of the day, right? That's
oh, I get to go home.
I better be able to go home.
I just talked all this shit to my boss. I'm like, I told you I was mad.
Okay, so my arm's bleeding. It's profusely bleeding.
Oh,
it's
for
just
sure.
It looks like Freddy Krueger's face. That's what it looks like. And that's all it was. Just, you know, maybe, you know, elbow to like middle of my arm. So pretty, not bad, not as bad. It could have been way worse.
Yeah.
I didn't hit anybody.
That's
that was
awesome.
The thing that I was really happy about. It's like, nobody else is hurt.
Yeah.
So the truck's on its side. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is like, I mean, I'm terrible with numbers, but it weighs a lot of tons.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a truck. It's a work truck.
It's filled with chemicals in the back.
This is a hazmat situation.
It's filled with chemicals in the back because it's a lawn. We're doing lawns, you know? Yeah. So immediately I flip over on the side and I'm like, this is not good. I don't know what I'm just looking around, but here's the thing. This is how you know when you're in an accident, when you can stand in the vehicle, like you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to be able to do that. Yeah. So I'm standing in the
like the cab.
Yeah. The cab, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm just standing and I'm so like confused as to what's going on. Like, yeah. I couldn't believe what happened that I'm like looking out the window. Mm-hmm. And somebody, a lady runs up to the window and she's looking right at me. And I'm literally just putting my hand on the window like I have, like there's no way to get out of the truck. And I'm just like, help. I just have my hand on the glass. Like, I can't, like, this is my final
she
effort.
She puts
like,
her hand up to yours and some sad movie.
So I felt like I was like somebody was going to buy me. Like, I felt like I was on a window, like a store. I'm just like, hey. And, then a guy comes right next to the girl and he just like gives me the sign to like, he points up, like climb up on the steering wheel. So I start climbing up and this is when I first started the job. So I haven't lost a lot of weight yet. I'm like 300 at this point. Okay. Right. So climbing's not my favorite thing to do.
So, God but, damn it. I'll wait for the tow truck, sir. Don't worry. Go on without me.
It's so sad if I just waited there. Like, I just gave up that quickly. Like, my arm, it was just my arm. I'm just like, well, this is the rest of my life. So I climb up, and a good Samaritan, if you will, a middle-aged man, hops on top of the truck while it's flipped over on its side. And this is it's probably a good 15 feet up.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 to 20 feet if it's on its side from the ground. So he climbs on a tire to get to the...
And he's just like, you flipped your truck, man.
Yeah. I'm just looking around like, I feel like I'm in a dream. I can't believe this is happening. Like, I'm not, but here's the thing. I'm calm as shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not
it hasn't
panicking.
Hit you yet, has it?
No, I'm like, well, I can't believe, you know, it's weird. It's like, dude, it's like you're in another world. So the guy reaches in the cab, mm-hmm. and the window's already broke, you know, because I did that.
It's on its side, you know.
So they're not that good of windows. So really cheap windows. You flip it over, they break.
Yeah,
come on, guys,
don't hold up.
Step up the game. So the truck's at its side. So he reaches in and he pulls me up, which you know, he probably ate a lot for breakfast to do that. So he pulls me up and now we're just standing like it's like a mountaintop, but it's not. We're just two guys standing on top of a truck on its side. Mm-hmm. I'm just standing on top of the truck. And I'm literally staring out. I can't believe what's going on.
Do you have a concept of how much time has passed since you flipped?
No, okay. No. The only thing I'm aware of is I didn't hurt anybody. That's okay. Good. And I'm probably going to have the rest of the day off. So at least a couple of days. I'm hoping for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So
if I cut my arm a little more, maybe he'll.
Actually, I'm really also hoping to keep my job at this point.
Yeah,
probably
that's
pretty
important.
I'll have a lot of time off if things go bad. So I'm just standing next to him and I'm just looking around and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey man." And right when he says, "Hey man," I hear a voice go, "It smells like gasoline."
Oh no.
So before the guy on the truck with me can finish his sentence, he goes, "Hey man, I'm gone. I have just left the truck. I didn't climb. I jumped like 15 to whatever it was, maybe 15 feet. Just jumped. I just jumped. I didn't even say thank you."
Yeah.
I'm like, where are my manners in this situation? Where are my manners? I should have said thanks. I didn't. I expected this guy to, "Hey, you do this all the time, right?" So
yeah, you climb trucks a lot.
But what he said was, he was like, "You should probably climb down the tire." And right before he finished it, I jumped. I was already off. So, and then, you know, I probably would have hurt my ankle, but my adrenaline's pumping. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
adrenaline. So I'm sitting, I'm off the truck. And at this point, I see my coworker that was behind me, mm-hmm. Which I didn't realize until lately. I didn't realize until a few months ago that I just thought he saw the truck on its side. He saw it flip. So he's got this look on his face that I should have on my face.
Yeah.
He's scarier than me. He couldn't believe, because he saw it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He
saw the whole thing. So he's just looking at me. We're like connecting from 20, 30 feet away. We're walking towards each other. And he's just got this look on his face like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Just happened, you know? And I got this look on my face like maybe 3 days, maybe four. So now, like, I feel like in a weird way, I'm a famous person because now I have all these people tending to me. There's already an ambulance there. There's cops. You're just running up to me.
Hey, guys, follow me on Twitter. Hey, guys.
Just don't follow the truck. Don't follow the truck.
Do me a favor. Thanks for coming out. fill out the comedy cards.
So people are running up to me. They're like, you know, grab my arm, and they're looking at my arm, and they're just inspecting me. And I'm just like, literally, I have like my arm out. I'm just still walking towards my friend Steve, who works with me. And he's just, you know, we're just looking at each other, and it's surreal. Like, I can't believe how, the ambulance, what's funny is the paramedics, they're right down, the hospital's right down the block.
Yeah.
So they're there real fast. You know what I mean?
Right. So, like, they saw it happen too.
Basically. So, so my boss's names are Scott and Jeff. Those are my two, like, main boss, or I have the third boss, but Scott and Jeff are like the main ones I talk to all the time.
Okay.
So the paramedics, two guys are tending to me at this point. I'm sitting on the curb, and Scott and Jeff, my boss, you know, I'm a block away from work. They already got the call. Steve called them.
Right.
They're there at the scene already. Now, Scott is this type of guy. He's a really good guy. He just fucks with everybody.
Yeah.
He loves messing with people. He's a good dude. Now, and he loves to joke around.
Is this the guy you were talking shit to before you left? Like, you were arguing with?
Oh, no, that was Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff didn't do anything wrong. I was in a bad mood.
You're just in a bad
mood. So it doesn't look good because I'm angry. It looks like I just drove angrily down the street.
Yeah, now everybody thinks, oh, Carl was really mad. Okay, so, I got you.
So I'm sitting there, and Scott and Jeff are at the scene. All right. And I got two male paramedics tending to me. And I'm sitting on the curb, and Scott has this look on his face like, I really want to make a joke right now, but I know it's not the appropriate time, but I can't wait until everything, you know what I mean? Like, he's got, he wants to say something, you can tell. And I would laugh probably.
Yeah, if, well, Carl was pretty mad when he left. So he flipped.
Oh my God. And not in a good way. Not in a good way.
So, right.
Scott, like, Jeff's asking me what's going on. And the first thing I say, I say, the receipt roll got caught under the brake. It's the first thing I say. I was like, it went under the brake and I could not brake. And that's what happened. And Jeff's like, okay, all right. And now we have like the, not hazmat, but there's people like picking up the truck from the side, like with a magnetic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and yeah, flipping it back the way it should be.
Yep. And there's people, like trying to clean up the chemicals, all that stuff. So it's pretty crazy at this point. Yeah. And now I'm like, I just don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to lose my job. And I did everything I could to not hurt anybody else. And I didn't.
That's good.
That was the main thing. So I get into the ambulance. I've never been in an ambulance before. I've never, ever.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm 31.
This is a new experience.
Yeah, I've never been in an ambulance ever. So my boss's name's Scott and Jeff. You know what the paramedics' names were? Scott and Jeff.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not kidding. That's really weird.
That's weird.
So, because they're really so friendly. Weird. Because they, you know, so then I had this lady come up to me and she's like, were you wearing your seatbelt? Like a cop, one of the cops. And I was like, absolutely I was. And people could see, they had witnesses that you could see. Because I had to unbuckle it. Because when the lady came up to the window, I wasn't out of the, I had to unbuckle it and then stand
You'd
up.
You'd probably be dead if you weren't wearing your seatbelt, I feel like.
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Might have been worse. Who knows? Whatever. You're good.
Right. Dude, I'm thankful that it could have been way worse. So they take me to the hospital, and I still have this, like, did that just happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't fathom. So we get to the hospital. I call my dad, my stepdad, and he calls my mom. And the first thing he says is, Carl was in an accident, and immediately she starts bawling.
Shit,
because you don't open with that.
Yeah,
how about you open with, he's okay.
Yeah.
But he,
yeah. Look, everything's fine.
Yeah. So we get to the hospital, and the best thing about this happening, one of the best things, was my nurse was so hot.
Oh, I mean,
just
nice.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Unbelievable. So... So I get one day off. I get one day. I was hoping for more.
Did you just pause to imagine what she looks like?
She was gorgeous, man. Hot.
Okay.
Just on. I wanted like to flip my truck again. She was really attractive. So I have to basically go to the doctor. They have to make sure my alcohol level, like I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, insurance.
All that
bullshit.
Stuff. You just basically for work that you have to make sure, which obviously I wasn't.
Mm.
While I'm waiting at the doctor, I get a call. This is after the hospital. They wrap their arm up, all that stuff, make sure it wasn't infected. Then I go to the doctor and I have to do all these tests now to make sure that I wasn't using anything.
Right.
While I'm in the doctor's office, I get a phone call from one of my coworkers, one of my friends. And he's like, dude, I heard what happened. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm all right. He's like, what happened? I was like, a receipt roll went under the brake. And there's this pause and he goes, was it the one I put in there? I was like, I didn't know you put a receipt roll in there.
Shit.
Not saying it was his fault. I know he didn't put it on the ground. That's not what you do, you know, but it could have been mine. I put one in there too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could, whatever happened, it just came from it was not stashed in the proper place.
Okay.
So I told him and he was like, oh, I was just laughing at that. I was like, really, dude, that's what you're unbelievable. So basically I get a phone call from Jeff later, my boss, and he's like, don't worry, you're going to be able to keep your job. It's, you know, you're fine. We're just glad you're okay. The main thing is you didn't hurt anybody else. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I cared about. I just didn't want to hurt anybody else. That was, you know,
right.
So they have to do an investigation now. They have to figure out if I was telling the truth, which my bosses believe me, but they still have to do it. It's like,
yeah, it's policy.
So they're like taking pictures of like a receipt roll under the brake. They're trying to flip it like certain ways to make sure, like, you know, and obviously if it's one way, it rolls right out and the other way it doesn't. So which way do you think it was? You know what I mean? It was the way where it can't roll out or else I, you know, and if it was the way, I have shitty luck. Like if I'm rollable. Hey, I'm rollable. Look down here. Kick me. I'm rollable.
Now you're just every client. Do you want to go paperless?
So my roommate, that's how I met him. That's how we're friends. He worked there at that time. I was driving his truck that day.
Okay.
I was driving his truck. So the thing about this happening is now whenever this company has a meeting, I'm the picture on the projection screen. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm the example.
Yeah.
I'm one of the biggest accidents that happened. I'm an example. So my roommate was off for a couple of days. He just had a couple of days off. So he comes in. This is the one day that I missed. I wasn't there. And it wasn't even a full day. It was not. I just got the rest of the day off, which apparently you just have to like hit somebody if you want a lot of time off.
They'll even feed you in prison.
It's a really good company. I love working for them. So, so my roommate tells me that he comes in the meeting and he's a little late. He's a couple minutes late. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the morning meeting we have every Monday, but now we're having a special meeting because, well,
yeah,
I'm not there, but this is what he's telling me is, and everybody knows that we're roommates. Everybody knows. So he walks into the meeting, he's a couple minutes late and everybody just stares at him, just looking at him.
Yeah.
And he looks up at the screen and sees his truck on the side because it's a photo of the truck. And he looks at the numbers of the truck and he's like, is that my truck? And everybody just starts laughing. He's like, what happened to my truck? So we're not roommates at this time. We're not. We're just friends.
Yeah.
So then he looks over at the seat and he sees that I'm not there. And he's like, what happened to Carl?
Oh, no. Carl's dead.
So he finds out everything's okay. But
yeah.
Dude, it was one of the scariest things ever, man. I mean, it was really, I got like a few hours off. That was it. You know, and it made me feel like crap because it was funny.
Yeah, then you had to think about that the rest of the day.
Yeah, and they were basically like, you know, you can, if you can't do, because I couldn't do anything physical for like 3 or 4 days. So I was basically like just doing office work, mopping, all that shit. Like I couldn't go in the field, basically. And it's just one of those things now, everybody knows me as that guy. We'll have a work party. It's like, you're the guy that flipped the truck, right? Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm the guy that flipped the truck.
The guy that flipped the truck.
So that's, that was it, man. That's it. It was rough.
Glad you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too, man.
I would not have had this great podcast to record.
That's all for this week. If you liked Carl, make sure you go over to Twitter and follow him at @CarlDoesStuff. And you can follow the show on Twitter @OneCrazyStory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.